Today on this podcast, I'm going to talk about behavioral habits and patterns, something that I think about a lot, and I think there's a lot of kind of meat on the bone here. I'm interested, apparently, in the things that feel normal only because we get used to them. And whenever we get used to them, it's our human nature to tune out and to ignore what seems apparent. And I get a real problem with what seems apparent, because it means that we've accepted and we've stopped questioning our lives in the way that things are in reality. And whenever we do that, then we lose control of our minds, of our lives, of who we are and of who we're continuing to become. So it's interesting, if you look at your patterns of living, you can look at all these different things that you're doing, like on a daily basis, you know, not only just what you're doing, but also like how you think and how you feel. There's these like foundational aspects of who we are. And we think that we have to be like a certain way because the ecosystem of our lives has dictated this path, you know. We have all these imprintations from culture and society and our families and the time and place that we were born. And then just the randomness of our lives, you know, and how this kind of cosmic, infinite-sided pair of dice happened to have landed. Like, that's just how things landed. That's not necessarily how you want things to be or how you would like them to be. It's just how the chance of everything landed. You know? It's sort of like the same odds as if you took an actual pair of dice and you said, okay, I want snake eyes or whatever, two ones, and you threw them, the chances of it landing on that is very, very low. That's why there's gambling works. Because the odds are not in your favor that it's going to land that way. But that's kind of how our lives are. It's like it just shakes out into a certain way. And so that's why we have to pay attention to, you know, and examine what's happening in our lives and what feels determined and what feels apparent that actually isn't. And the answer to that is pretty much everything. Pretty much everything. It's because even if we are rather mindful and self-aware individuals, there are still layers and, you know, kind of some deeper layers of our lives that we confuse what they are at one point for what's true today. And by that I mean that, like, say that you believe that you could never start your own business. And you first time you thought about that, that was 5 years ago. And you have this script in your mind of like, oh yeah, like I would like to do that. It would be great to be self-employed and be able to do something I enjoy. But I sort of looked into it a little bit and yeah, I can't do that. That's too much pressure. It's too difficult. I can't break through and make that happen. And so you get that script in your mind, and then you accept that to be true. You start just assuming that's what's true. And you can let that just live in your mind, and the longer it lives in your mind, the more firm it becomes. The more out of touch and unchangeable it starts to feel. And then we feel like we need to sort of uphold the story of who we are, because it becomes a part of our identity. You know, we're like, no, this is me. I'm the person that can't live my dreams. That's who I am. You know, I mean, what a weird way for us to identify ourselves. But what's wild is that most people do that. I mean, think about that. Most people think, I can't like turn my dreams into reality. That's who I am as a person deep down inside. Most of us feel that way, and it's just not true. You know, so if you look at this idea, as I said, like say 5 years ago, you wanted to start a business and you decided that you couldn't do that. It became a part of your like just reality that you accepted. If you were to revisit that thought today, like think about how much you've changed, how much you've grown in the last 5 years, what you've learned, how different you are, what interests are different. You know, all that stuff is so different. And if you revisit that question today, you might get a real different outcome. But the important factor there is you have to let go of the belief that you can't start the business, right? And that's the thing that holds most of us back from growing and evolving in the ways that we wish we could, is that we are deeply attached to the idea that our impression is true. And whenever you just crack that open and you realize that that's an attachment, then everything shifts. You get a mindset shift. You can approach stuff in a totally different way. Like, for example, let's say that you want to drink less, that you're drinking every night and you know it's slowing you down and making you just kind of tired during the day and you're not as effective as you could. And maybe I picked a weird example because it can get, let me put a disclaimer on that. Let's say that not you're not drinking to a problem, to a level where it's a problem. It's just a consistency issue. It's not an addiction. So let's just be clear about that. And you go, I should probably cut back a little bit. You know, it's not hurting you per se, but it's like definitely just kind of slowing you down a little bit. And you want to clean it up, get some rest, and just sort of resharpen the knife, as it were. And then you just get into the habit of just like having a cocktail every night or a couple glasses of wine. And you're like, every time nighttime rolls around, I just can't resist. Like, you know, and it's not affecting me too much, but I'd like to stop it, but I just kind of can't. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to do that, you know. The idea of believing that you can't do that and that's not possible is what's keeping you from doing it. When you just stop and go, hold on a second, I'm just choosing to be controlled by the concept, this story that I've written about reality, that like, it's tough. I can't really. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You just have to let go of the attachment to that idea. And then in the space that makes, choose new behavior. And that's really all there is to it with this type of stuff. But the problem is that everyone that is familiar, I shouldn't use a superlative, but many people that are familiar with the concept of non-attachment don't really think they're attached to much. So you look at it and you go, well, you know, I mean, I'm not really, I'm a pretty free-willing person. I'm not too attached to material things or, you know, money or status or whatever it may be. I'm pretty good, you know, I'm pretty good. But then if you actually look deeply, you could see that you're attached to all sorts of stuff. You know, in particular, you are attached to, you know, your ideas about yourself and what you're capable of and what's possible. And so it's just important to reflect on kind of the patterns that you're living in. It's important to reflect on your actions, what you're doing, what you've allowed yourself to assume is determined in an unavoidable part of nature. And then reflecting on that and just sitting with it and like listening, you know, kind of being intentional about it, taking things slow and just being like, okay, am I living in a way that I want, or is this just kind of what's happened? How much am I guiding this thing here? How much am I guiding who I'm being? Am I just letting the momentum of everything just sort of live my life for me, or am I living my life intentionally? And so if there's something that, you know, your internal awareness will kind of speak to you a lot of times, if there's something that is in your life that you wish were different and that doesn't feel aligned, you will feel typically a little tug of some kind, just a little internal resistance. And it can be subtle, and we're masters of ignoring those things, even whenever we still notice them. Rather, should I say, we're masters of glossing over those feelings. But those feelings are there for a reason. They're trying to tell you something. So whenever you feel one of those feelings, like, pay attention to it. Listen. Give that signal some space and some patience and some attention. And then you can ask yourself a little bit of self-inquiry. You can be like, does something about this feel off? Like, is this on a gut level, this thing I'm feeling? Does it feel off, this behavior, this pattern, this belief? Like, are you having to force this instead of letting it flow naturally? Do you already know that this behavioral pattern or way of thinking is not what you want, but you don't want to acknowledge it? Are you upholding this thing just because you feel like others expect you to? And it's good if these questions stir something up in you, you know? It's good because it means that you're shining this kind of awareness on these areas of self that you want to shift or change and you'd been ignoring. So it's good to ask yourself these questions. And then, of course, like, awareness works in a really interesting way, because once you bring one of those things you'd like to change to the surface, then your mind has a really hard time ignoring them. And that's really valuable, because whenever it's like a sore tooth, you know, like your tongue can't not go over and touch it, you know, and the mind is the same way. Awareness is the same way. Whenever you notice one of those behavioral habits or thinking patterns that you get into, your awareness just can't help not just clock it and just, you know, write it down. Your awareness very much will take notes. And whenever you notice those things, like, it's really, that's your gift. That's the time. That's the moment to then notice it and then choose different. Notice it and rewrite that behavior. And whenever you do that, that's, you know, whenever you can slowly grind that behavior away, the more times you notice it, the more times you notice that belief that you don't want about yourself or the world that you want to change arise. Every time you choose different, you choose to think or act different in that moment, you rewrite that pattern and you write that behavior, and you become, rather than a, you know, mind that has software loaded on it, you become the one that's actually programming the software.